I'm looking at my phone.
Hey, how you doing?
See everything going on. Isn't that funny?
Hey, how you doing? It's me, San Martin, sitting at the Prescott E-News office at the Quad City Business Beat. And we're sitting here with your host, Lynette Hoyt.
Hey, everybody. Welcome for joining us today. So we're missing Zach today.
I know. I'm like, how am I supposed to act silly?
I know. Now you're going to have to be on the professional mode.
No. I think I could. I think I could take over. I could take over the silliness. Watch.
Yeah. Well, thanks everybody for joining us live. We have Charlotte with the core in a day. So be sure to tune in and.
Wait, you said the core wrong.
What?
You said decor wrong.
Decor in a day?
Is there a right or wrong one?
Yeah, I was like decor. You're like, no.
It's decor in a day.
Decor. Oh, it could be decor.
Decor.
Yeah, it could be.
It's like, what is it derived from? Decor is derived from what?
Decorate. In stereo.
But didn't you say there was like a hyphen or something over the
oh. I left the hyphen out.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be low key.
What was it going to be?
Decor with the hyphen.
Oh, I see.
It's mm-hmm. like really.
Yeah, and that's how you say it now. Yeah.
Nah, we're pressed.
Like Renee, decor.
I know. My middle name used to be Renee, and it had the little.
Used to be?
Yeah, I changed my name when I got married. So I took my maiden name as my new middle name. Oh. So I got to keep my maiden name.
Who's this hosted by? Or who is this sponsored by?
This podcast is brought to you by me. I'm Lynette Hoyt. I'm an independent ambassador for Plexus Worldwide. We want to get you healthy from the inside out.
Nice.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we sure are.
All right. Well, the whole point of the Quad Cities Business Beat is we want to talk to local businesses, find out what they do, find out who they are, find out where they're from, what brought them to Prescott, what they love about Prescott. You know, all those really... you know, deep questions.
And that's cool because you get to know the owners and you get to know everything about them and you need mm-hmm. get to know like why they're here, exactly. What they're doing.
I mean, we all live here.
Yep.
I love it. You love it?
Yeah. I love it. I haven't moved, so.
Well, that's true. That's true. I moved here from Vegas, so
I went straight from the hospital to my street that I grew up on, so I was like, hey, here I am.
I'm a Zoni.
Hey.
Yuma, Arizona.
Yeah.
Yuma.
She said that earlier, and she was like, oh, yeah, I got my lettuce.
It is, isn't it one of the biggest producers of lettuce?
One of them, yeah.
I don't have no clue about any of this stuff.
I didn't even grow up in Arizona, and I knew that.
She's like, I know where this stuff comes from.
Anyway, I want to make one little announcement. On March 2nd, from 3 to 5 at Third Shot Coffee at the Gateway Mall, which, by the way, we were told last week that there's more businesses coming in up there, so I'm excited about that. Laura Solorzano is going to be doing a talk about, it's kind of more for geared towards women, gratitude, self-image, that kind of thing. She wrote an amazing gratitude journal, which I love. And it's free. All we suggest is, since they gave the location to us to use, if you'd buy a cup of coffee. I think that's a pretty small doable. Investment for a couple hours of listening to her story and about self-image. So if, you know, a lady out there, and then maybe if she has a teen or a tween, I mean, bring them along. So
what's the difference between a teen and a tween?
Tween is prior to 13, right? Mm-hmm. I don't have... girls, but
I'm like, oh my gosh,
tween is like what, 10, 11, 12?
Mm-hmm. giving yeah. those little 13, inserts of who
14,
you are.
15, that's when you're
that's the teen.
You're like Martine.
Yes, Martine. Yes. Sorry. Yes.
He's our teen today.
Martine.
You're our teen.
I will
today.
Be the teen.
Okay, so anyway, let's get to it. Okay. So we're sharing questions today. So you know, the rigor or more. Who are you? What brought you to Prescott? Tell us what you do. Excuse me. Tell us what you do. All that good stuff.
Okay. Well, I'm a native mm-hmm. from Arizona, and my family would actually come up to Prescott to escape the summer heat, the summers that are just brutal in Yuma. And my mother was actually pregnant with me and my dad decided that he liked the name Charlotte. They named me Charlotte after the Charlotte Hall Museum.
Oh, very cool.
So, yeah, I go way back.
That's
so,
awesome. That's great.
That is way back,
yeah. My first daughter was born here.
How many years have you been in town?
I've been back now for probably 4 years now.
Oh, wow.
And mm-hmm. you came from?
Well, I did some traveling. Mm-hmm. Spent 10 years in Georgia, spent a year in Colorado, and down in the valley, and yeah.
Now Prescott's home.
Prescott is definitely home. When I left Colorado, I was thinking, where do I really want to be? And because 18 degrees, of course, this week is but I was in a Fiat convertible. It's like, I'm going home. I'm out of here.
I listen to people when they come from other towns and they tell me all about the bad things and all the good things. And it's kind of like sometimes the good things are not as good as the bad things. So I'm like, all right, I'll never visit that place ever again. Like, there's some places I will not go to because of people's their information about the place. I'm like, I'm never going to go there. But then again, I don't even travel, so I'm like, oh, this is perfect.
Easy travel.
I don't. That's my problem. I don't travel.
It's not funny.
I feel like everybody comes to me.
Oh yeah.
I get to learn more about them.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, everything. But, you know, if you really think about it, Prescott, Arizona is literally the coolest spot ever. Everybody comes here and like, oh, I'm so happy. I was like, probably because you're inhaling oxygen.
Yeah, right. You're actually getting clean air into your lungs.
The oxygen comes up and it actually, you know, everybody's like, oh, I could actually breathe. I could actually think. And who would have thought that oxygen gives you happiness?
That's true.
It's true. It's very true because a lot of people do not know that.
Takes getting high to a whole another level.
Yeah, mile high.
That's true. Mile high.
Mile high.
That should be a t-shirt.
It is.
I'm going to patent
it. Is it?
Yeah, you should. We actually
hashtag
have,
mile high.
We actually have those little scenarios here. So anything that you're given today, free of charge.
Okay.
Just say thank you. Thank you to us.
So tell us what you do. Tell us your background. Like, how did you get into it?
Okay. So I'm an interior decorator. I went to the Interior Arrangement Design Association. My credentials come from there. Ears are falling.
That's okay.
Hair's coming up, too.
Yeah, your hair's coming up, too. Just letting you know.
Yeah, well. And credentials in interior redesigning. Also have credentials in real estate staging.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, so I went to Atlanta for one piece of it and then Connecticut for the second piece.
Oh, awesome.
So, yeah.
So how did you start decor in a day?
You know, you asked me that question, and it takes me back to being 9 years old. I grew up poor in Yuma once my parents divorced, and wanted to decorate, make my room pretty, like my little friend across the street, Marcy. And I had Frisbees and posters, and so I started playing with those, you know, and just playing with the art of arrangement at nine.
Very cool.
Yeah, at nine. So,
So did you do decor in a day in Atlanta and Colorado?
No, my business was a different name because I was married and had a different last name, so, which was a bummer. I had a great business name, but it is what it is, you know. And I like decor in a day. I think it just really lets people know let's just decorate. Yeah. I can get it done in 4 to 6 hours typically, you know, and it's just that HGTV moment, boom, like that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were saying something about that. You want to elaborate a little bit? You said that you had an opportunity with that, or was I mistaken with the conversation?
No, you weren't. I've had some really crazy things in my past with my business in Georgia. One of them was we actually were going to do a pilot design emergency and started playing around with that. And another thing was HGTV had a show called Decorating Sense with Joan Steffen. And at the end of that segment was my colleagues.
You can pull them off and then put them back on.
Okay.
We'll let you.
Okay.
It's probably better.
We were featured at the end of that show. And it was basically, I think she called it No Money Decorating or something like that. And so basically we go into a space, dismantle the space, and then just build it back up with different layers using clients' existing furnishings and whatnot.
He's like, let me go ahead and teach you how to use your stuff.
Well, it's true, because I think there's so many people that have all kinds of decorator stuff in their house. It's just not staged correctly. Well, and then it seems cluttery, and then you go, oh, I have nothing. Well, you actually probably do. Mm-hmm. It's just not appropriately placed.
I recently just did a makeover on a modest home, and it was a combination, three families living under one household, and so he wanted to do something nice for his mother. So I went in and pulled that room, the living room, together. And she had all these amazing little gold trinkets, those little gold. So there was like giraffes and birds and elephants and just all these different. And I showcased them on the where their television was. And, you know, it's just sometimes I step back and I look at what I created, and I'm like, wow, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Well, and you think of the memories that some of these people have in their things, and they don't necessarily want to get rid of it to start over. So to be able to incorporate those things, that's amazing, because this is probably stuff that she's accumulated over years.
And another thing, when I go into a space, I have no idea what the history of that piece mm-hmm. is. And so I'm just going and shopping my clients' homes. I'll go out into the garden. One of the fun pieces that I pulled together was that she had her little red wagon out in the backyard and a big kitchen sink area. And I put that in by the sink and put plants in it and some cookbooks. And she's like, oh my gosh, do you realize that was my father's red wagon?
Oh.
I had no idea. I just saw it out on the back patio and just liked the color, liked the scale, and, you know, just trying to create a fun vignette.
Isn't that funny?
So do you have like a bunch of like ideas on different decor? Because some people are kind of like, let's go with the Victorian look. Let's mm-hmm. go with the modern look. I mean, I'm just throwing stuff out there, but I'm just like off of my top of my head.
Right, right.
So me, I like the white wall look.
Right.
So are you a plain?
I'm the plainest man you ever meet.
So when I go into a client's home, I'm using what they already have. So they've done all the hard work for me. They've mm-hmm. found all these pieces throughout their lifetime. Even a newlywed couple coming together, I'll take his, I'll take hers, and I'll create ours,
mm-hmm.
and marrying the two together. So it doesn't matter if it's Victorian, if it's New Age, if it's Southwest. I'm embracing whatever space
band
is
shirts.
There.
Like, here, can we put the band shirts into this? Like, I mean, if you think about it, if you have a man and you have a woman, they come together in unity, then ultimately the woman will be like, no, you're not going to put the beer sign on the wall. How do you figure that out for them? Are you the counselor at this point in time?
Yeah, I guess it's a little bit of problem. That.
Everybody will blame you at the end of the day. They're like, oh no, she's the one that says it, honey. It's gonna happen.
It's funny because I can create zones within a space. So, so going into say a basement or a family room or upstairs in the loft area, I can zone those areas. So everybody's getting a little bit of whatever when I go in and do the consultation or the preview. It's just talking with that homeowner and finding out what are they looking for? What do we want to use this space for? And then just utilizing what's there.
Mm-hmm. So that works out a lot. I mean, to be honest, I like I told you guys just a second ago, like I'm a plain guy. But, you know, like, for instance, this office has some relics from back in the days type of stuff from, mm-hmm. you know, like literally old little, you know, shots of newspapers and stuff. So it's kind of like you literally take this type of stuff and just mm-hmm. say, here we go. Let me go ahead and create it with my mind.
Well, so another fun thing I did for one of my clients, she had a really pretty table, Victorian. She had some really unique pieces. And she had glass over the tabletop, mm-hmm. on the tabletop. And then I just happened to come across in the family room a basket full of black and white pictures. Under the glass, I slid all those pictures and did a huge bouquet right in the center. And then as you went around that table, it was just pictures of her family.
Oh, how fun is that?
That was really cool.
That's called art.
That was called Devo, baby.
That's like the best thing ever. And you're just...
It was fun. It's just using what's there at
creative,
my fingertips.
Creative mind.
So what scale of projects do you handle? Everything from...
Yeah, from a very modest home. When I've given away makeovers for a Latina group that was actually in Georgia. And it was a mobile home park I pulled into. And my assistant that was with me, she's like, oh, we haven't done this neighborhood before. And I'm like, no, but we went in there and I couldn't even speak to the lady because she was, she spoke Spanish. I called my mom in Arizona. I'm like, mom, I need you to translate for me. So she explained to the lady what I was going to do. She won this gift. She had no idea really.
Oh,
it was
cool.
Just, and
she's I didn't sign up for this.
She's like, yeah, well, we pulled her ticket and I walked out of there. And again, it's like,
transformation.
Wow. Just pulling stuff from like the brother's room, and I created, they didn't have a coffee table. There was a footlocker. And then I can just, it's just amazing. It's just building layers when you're mm-hmm. doing an interior makeover.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So can someone also hire you to start up from scratch?
Absolutely.
Oh,
I can shop with clients. I can shop for clients. When I'm shopping with the client though, I always tell them, if I say, let's stay focused, it's because it's like, oh, bird.
Yeah.
You know,
squirrel.
It's squirrel, yeah.
Shiny.
Exactly.
I'm Mr. Squirrel Man.
Yeah, but I tell them, let's focus on one room at a time.
Yeah.
We're not going to think about, oh, yeah, that would be great in the master bedroom, but we're working on the dining room today.
Right.
So, yeah. So we have to stay focused.
What's your favorite part? the smaller use your own stuff or the bigger stuff?
It's all good. It's all good.
Because ultimately the reveal is the most satisfaction.
Yeah. I like to say when my clients come in and their faces melt, it's like, you know, they're shocked.
Well, and especially so much of it is because it's a lot of their own stuff.
It's their own stuff.
It's kind of repurposed.
Yeah, you kind of like have another look for it. So how much does it cost to go ahead and stage a room?
Well,
I mean,
staging,
you don't have to give the exact of deal.
Staging is so opposite of doing an interior makeover.
Yeah.
So when I stage a home for a home that's on the market, I'm depersonalizing it to broaden the appeal, which is removing all the layers, removing curtains and rugs. And
yeah, this color's not your color. Let's go ahead and keep it simple.
Yeah.
Well, and I think houses in general, they're so personalized. You know, you see pictures of homes on the market and you go, wow, you really painted it that color. How is that going to be a selling point?
Right. Yeah.
You know?
So when when the house is on the market and you're staging it to sell, you really want to just make it neutral.
And take away family pictures, take away.
And it's hard. I mean, for a real estate agent, it's hard for them to be the bad guy. They can throw me in the mix and I'm the bad guy.
Right.
I have big shoulders. I can take it. So.
But there's a reason for it. There really is a reason for it.
You just want to get full market price and be on the market a short time. And buyers make up their minds really less than 30 seconds at the front door.
I knew.
You know.
Well, you haven't been in my house, but we have a mobile, which is my hashtag is make mobiles cool again. They had totally redone it. And I walked in and I was like, this wasn't what we were looking for, but this is our house. We didn't have to do anything to it. Everything had been redone. Kitchen had been redone.
Perfect, yeah.
It was awesome.
I mean, in most cases, you know, having a foundation home to a mobile home, I still think it's the same thing.
The bottom line is it's a home.
It's a home.
Oh, there you go.
Now, when your house is on the market, it's a house. It's no longer your home.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But when we're doing interior makeovers, that's a home.
Mm-hmm.
And love already lives there, so we're just going to build on that.
What do you
love
do more
already
of?
Already lives there. I like that.
Like a redecoration or staging? What do you do more?
You know, it's funny because there's like timing. There's pockets. It's like all of a sudden, I'll do a bunch of dining rooms. All of a sudden, I'll do a bunch of family rooms. So it's funny. It's just in waves. So it changes like that.
And let's go back to like, how much does it cost?
Okay. So if a client wants to have an interior makeover and or if a client wants to stage their home, I can come in and do a preview. I'm there 15 minutes, maybe 20, $0.
Nice.
I just want them to know I need to see what's involved in the space. I need to know how many assistants to bring back with me. And I can give them a dollar amount at that time.
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
That would be cool. I mean, to be in all honesty, let's go back to the whole like marriage thing.
Yeah.
Like that right there is like probably one of the most like, you know, deals, because you will have a man and you will have a woman that wants to go ahead and take over the whole decor. Mm-hmm. Like, no, honey, you're not going to put the NASCAR picture on the wall.
Well, I'm a perfect example of I'm recently married. June will be 2 years that I married Jim. And I moved into his home. I was renting here by the square, and he owns a home in Prescott Valley. So I moved into this home that he's lived in by himself. He'd never been married.
Oh, ding, 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 ding.
This is going to be the funniest ever. All right, let's find out what happened.
Picture?
Let's find out what happens. I'd be like, was there a contract written at the beginning that said, listen, I'm going to change your life?
You know what? He's become a lot more pliable as times come along.
So. Does he have a choice?
He makes the bed now. He gets up at 4 or 5 in the morning with me now.
Okay, that's a little extreme.
I like mornings.
Do
I
you?
Like coffee, yeah. I have my little quiet time in the morning.
That's
and
funny.
Now he gets up with me. So yeah, so just new beginnings happen at any age. At any age.
What's a good like introduction towards that? What do they call it? I lost that word. What is your advice? There we go. What is your word of advice for something like that?
For blending of families? Because aside from getting married, you have families coming together.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has their favorite stuff. So when I come into the mix, there again, I don't know what belongs to anybody. And I'm just pulling and using and creating, you know, vignettes and creating rooms and usually everybody's pretty happy.
Well, and I think what she said too earlier is you've got your stuff, my stuff, let's make it our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Zach and I have completely different design, well, not completely different design styles, but he collects CDs So I wanted to make sure he had a place for them. So he has a place for them if he mm-hmm. wants to hang things.
You're like
things.
The garage in a box.
Yeah, it is in the closet.
A carpet, a couple of lamps.
Sorry, Zach, man.
But no, I mean, we really have tried. He's an artist, so he does contemporary painting. So we have contemporary paintings throughout our house. And, you know, that's his. And then I have my, you know, my style. And we try to blend it as
what
best
is your
we
style?
Can. Sadly, we have a lot of mid-century modern furniture, which Sweet. Really isn't my style.
Mid-century?
Yeah, it's kind of like the clean modern, lines. Clean lines. We got a beautiful record player for an engagement gift from his parents, and it's clean lines, mm-hmm. it's original. And then I have these barrel chairs, which need to be recovered, but I love them. Mm-hmm. It's not really my style, but I've had them forever. And it came from a family friend who their whole house was that when I was growing up. So they gave them to me, but I would say I'm a little bit more wrought iron.
Rustic.
Yeah, maybe rustic, a little bit of French country.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Curved
so,
legs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know what my style will be. I think anything that's comfortable.
Comfortable is always good.
Yeah, I mean, come on, if you walk into a room, you know it's comfortable. You sit on a couch that looks comfortable and it's not comfortable. That is the worst, like, fakey yeah. that I've ever seen in my life. I'm right. like, oh, what the heck is this?
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
so like do you do painting and all that kind of stuff, or do you kind of outsource that?
Yeah, I do outsource that. I have painters and tile workers and landscapers, and so it's, you know, when you talk about a space, it's, and it, once we start a home, once we start like in the living room, you can always see where my work has stopped.
Yeah.
And so we go to the next room, and sometimes we end up outside. And, you know, if we go out on the back patio, you know, it's not a big deal to add curtains now and throw
right.
a rug out there and do throws and pillows. And
it's an extension of
bed.
Your inside living
it really
space.
Is. It
yeah,
really
absolutely.
Is. Mm-hmm.
And you can make it very homey, like you said, you know, with mm-hmm. the thing. And it's relatively affordable. You can go to any big box store and get some outdoor patio furniture. And mm-hmm. it's another living room, basically.
So do you by chance like work for the obviously the client on a budget? I mean, like, say for instance, hey, I'm not really wanting to spend a bunch of money. Do you have like words of advice on how they could go ahead and obtain this type of stuff mm-hmm. from maybe like Goodwill to be reusing products? I mean
absolutely. So every client's budget is different. So when I come into the picture and let's say we're looking at an empty space, and I'm like, well, what direction do you want this room to go to? You know, start pulling some pictures
Bean
off
bags.
Of Pinterest, start pulling mm-hmm. some pictures off of magazines. It feeds me information, lets me know where to start, kind of keeping my eye. And we just kind of watch for the pieces at, and I'll send emails, pictures, they'll send me things. And, you know, it's just a matter of building the inventory, if you will. And then once we acquire all those pieces, then I go in and just pull it all together.
Well, and I have to say, paint
does a lot.
Wonders
does a lot.
For a house.
Yeah.
You know, if it's not been painted in forever, you know, get an accent wall, put, mm-hmm. you know, do something different. It really can just completely change the look of your house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty inexpensive investment.
Yeah. I have I've been in houses where the walls are really, really dark. That makes the whole house dark. And you're just like,
small.
Oh, now you need more lights. And then mm-hmm. all of a sudden you need more lights. And then that's also.
You need the triangle of lighting. So if you're in a room and you turn on your lights, you need a triangle of lighting or your room's not set up correctly.
Oh, I have a triangle of lighting and we're double wide.
Shh.
I mean, like, I don't know what to say about that. I'm like,
candles and greenery and lighting. Oh, mm-hmm. my.
That's so funny. So what's the funnest thing that you've ever staged?
Oh, gosh. What is the funnest?
Or maybe the most oddest one.
How about unbelievable client?
Oh,
unbelievable
yeah, we like that.
Client.
Is it local or somewhere else?
Well, so.
This is not breaking any HIPAA laws.
No, because my clients
We're not
going to
call,
releases.
Are we?
Oh, okay. My clients will sign release so I can talk. So I had a client that showed up in Georgia, and her husband was a California King hockey. I'm mm-hmm. not into sports, but he was a California King, and he got transferred to the Atlanta Thrashers. So she found me. She found my website, and I went from Columbus into Atlanta, gated community. My friend with me, she's like, "Ooh, we're not in Kansas anymore." And I was just like, it's like a 10,000 square foot home, and she was shabby chic. She really? Came from California. Mm-hmm. Nobody
Georgia in Georgia was probably
no,
shabby
it's very
chic.
Very traditional. And so I'm doing this house, and there was three levels, and I'd come down off the stair, and I'd be like, wrong level, and I'd be like, okay.
You did the whole house?
I did most of the home. Wow. Like, they needed a professional gym. I didn't do any of that. But that was the first time I walked down in their lower level. You know, they had this gorgeous workout room, and it looked like a full kitchen. It didn't look like just a basement playroom, you know. Opened up. It was the first time I'd seen the French refrigerator doors, you know.
Oh, sure.
Nothing but low and brow. I'm like, ooh. That was amazing. I couldn't believe that God brought me that project.
That's amazing.
Could not believe it.
So let's talk about, okay, so you said Georgia really doesn't have shabby chic stuff. It's mostly traditional. Where do you buy your things? Are you an online shopper? If people want you to kind of redo things, are you an online shopper? Do you find things at discount places? Do you head down to the valley?
All of the above.
Oh, okay.
As my husband would say, D, all of the above. So again, I've had a client, her and her husband, they owned like a tax store, mm-hmm. horse stuff. Mm-hmm. And she wanted very Western furniture. And so she hired me for the day. We drove out to California with the trailer into Ocala, Florida. And just, it was beautiful. You think of Florida, you think of beaches. But there were horses and plantations. Mm-hmm. And I was just blown away. And we found a lot of pieces that she wanted to replace what she had in her home.
Oh, wow.
Gifted her stuff to her daughter.
Wow.
And so I can shop with clients. You know, it's all about my client and what they want to do.
So budget is really, you can come and do an assessment, mm-hmm. and then they can give you their budget. Maybe it's small, maybe it's large. You're able to work with either. Even Absolutely. Just to give someone some pointers of what do I do with this?
A lot of times when I go into a client's home, they're thinking, I really need a new furniture suite. I really need to get rid of this dining room set. And let me show you what I can do with what you have. And the money that I save you, you guys can go to California for the weekend and visit the vineyards and have some fun. Because they've been looking at their furniture sometimes
so
for
long.
Years.
Sometimes it's even just, my mom was in decor for a long time when they first moved here. And sometimes it's just redoing the seat cushions, mm-hmm. just putting on new fabric. Versus buying a whole new dinette set. Because mm-hmm. as we know, furniture is not cheap anymore.
No, it's really not. But
but it is made cheap.
Yes.
But I'm bum. It is.
But I was going to say, when I come into a client's home and I dismantle the room, I'm shopping their home. So I'm pulling pieces from upstairs, downstairs. I'm pulling from the guest room, and they're thinking, that goes in the guest room. I don't have assignments for furniture.
Right.
I'm giving them a switch up. They typically always have beautiful things.
Sure.
You know? And so I'm just showing them, let's use this way. Let's create this room.
And
this
I think
way.
When we talk about these kinds of projects, going into it as a customer, just keep an open mind. Mm-hmm. Don't be tunnel vision on what your house looks like right now. Just let her do her work. Because usually at the end, it's fabulous. But if you're stuck in... Mm-hmm. tunnel vision, you're not going to enjoy the process.
Yeah. And
can't control everything.
Yeah. In most cases, a lot of people don't have that on their mind, you know, because they're not a decor person. So why not hire the professional?
I like to give my clients a designer look at a fraction of the cost.
Yeah. We like
every
that.
Time.
Yeah. That's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm.
So obviously you talked about staging. So you stage for realtors. So you've gotten involved in, mm-hmm. oh, that's great. So do they keep you busy?
They do, and a lot of times realtors are so talented anymore. And I'm guessing they might even offer that now, because I've seen some beautiful work from some realtors on their pages, and it's just like, well done.
Mm-hmm.
I won't take that away, but well done.
Good. Yeah,
so less is always more in staging.
So, and we have a lot of older people who move to the area. They're downsizing. Mm-hmm. Do you help people with downsizing? Sometimes people are going from homes here to assisted living or whatever. Can you help with that and help facilitate that? Help them downsize from their house to their new place, see what pieces actually work and flow?
Mm-hmm. So I just did a home for a client down in the valley, and she was moving from her I want to say it was a townhouse into the Beatitudes, if y'all know what that is. It's like assisted living when you need it. Otherwise, it's an apartment, two-bedroom apartment. And she's well-traveled, been on every continent but Antarctica, retired school teacher. Her name's Doe, very special to me. And I was able to help her transition and do that move and pieces that she was getting rid of. I'm like, don't get rid of that yet. She got rid of, she had a lot of papyrus paper from Egypt that was framed. It was beautiful. And she got rid of all that. And I was just like, oh, we could have used that. And she's like, I got rid of so many pictures. I can't believe I ran out here. You know, and it's just creating those gallery walls and whatnot and lighting. And yeah, so she's really happy with her her new apartment.
So do you do work statewide? Just the valley? How far do you travel?
Well, it depends on where I'm going, but yeah, I'm happy to travel within the state. This is my state.
Good. Well, you know, the podcast can be reached basically anywhere, obviously, within reason. But
I had somebody recently reach out to me from Casa Grande. Okay. So good Mexican food. So I'm getting.
That's what I hear.
You know, I heard I'm
Outlet
going.
Mall.
Yeah, we'll go with you.
I know I like that stuff. So, I mean, okay, so how long have you been doing this again? Did we state that?
Well, I came out
You said since 9 years old.
Yeah, my Frisbee was making art.
That's so funny.
But no, I came out of Interior Arrangement Design Association back in 2002.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. So you got some many years ahead of
you. And how long have you been in business here in Prescott?
So I just launched really November of last year, but really geared up for January of this year. You know, just getting all those pieces, business insurance and licensing. And
what do we not know about Decor in a Day?
What do you not know about Decor in a Day? Well, when I come into your space, whether it be your home or office, I'm going to pray over your room before I touch anything. And I'm going to bring you, again, that designer look at a fraction of the cost using your existing pieces.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
So we already touched that she does free consultations or a free visit.
I'll do a free preview. Preview. It's only 15 minutes. Okay. A consultation is $75.
Okay, good to know.
And it's an hourly rate, I have room rates. My rooms start at $350 and go up from there depending on the size of the room. If there's a wall of bookcase, typically I have to charge more because they take longer. I empty that bookcase out and I build it back up. So they're obviously
it is, and honestly, this is time. This is your time. Mm-hmm. So it's just like anything else. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to be compensated.
Yeah, and if you can't do it yourself, you have to have somebody do it.
I have assistants, and all those prices for my assistants are built into my room rate.
Oh,
so,
okay,
yeah,
that works. Very affordable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm just like, if you could do it, you do it.
Yeah. You say you go, girl.
You go, girl.
You go, girl. So how can we help you as a community? Obviously, we have the podcast because we want to, you know, offer people free advertising to promote your business. How else can we help you?
Well, you know, as a community, I want us just to be, let's pray together. Let's focus on our leaders here in our city of Prescott. Let's pray for our schools. Let's pray for my business. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at this point, I would love to be able to even do a giveaway. Let's give a room away. I think that'd be fun.
Sounds like fun. I think a lot of people are getting newlywed status. They're like,
when you want to give something away, let us know.
Yeah,
we
can do that. We'll do it at the end of the podcast if you want.
Yeah.
So just like my page, share it. Let me know what room they're looking to do and why.
Yeah, we can set up something so we can put it out there.
Put it out there.
Yeah, like who wants to go ahead and.
They need to watch the podcast.
Life. Makes up their life.
Yeah.
We do something.
That's a great thing. We'll put it out there.
Take it up a notch.
So you have one of your things is stop watching HDTV and live it.
Right. If we all know. They're all out there. We all watch. We love HDTV.
Nubby.
And it's one thing to say,
it's the same.
You're the exception.
I'm a freaking bachelor,
our team
dude.
Is acting up. But yeah, so it just gives them, really, it gives you that HGTV moment. Mm-hmm. And there's no feeling like that. When you're into that, when you're into watching those shows, it's your own moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's your own moment.
That's awesome. Do you you have a website?
I do, decorinaday.net.
And do you have, like, pictures of rooms that you have done already on there?
I don't have my portfolio up. It's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And my daughter's kind of managing all those pieces for me. But I'll eventually get to that. But yeah.
Do you have it on
you
Facebook?
Just have to meet Charlotte.
Do you have it on Facebook, though? Do you have pictures
I
on
have
Facebook?
I have a Facebook page, mm-hmm. yeah.
Are the pictures, are some pictures on there by
There's
chance?
There's some pictures on there, okay. yeah.
That's good.
I mean, I have some
People
stuff
kind of go
there.
To Facebook anymore versus yeah, websites, let's
there's,
be
there's,
honest.
There's a platform that yeah. everybody's like following suit on, so.
Yeah.
That's true. We've talked about residential things. Do you also do commercial work?
I have done commercial work.
If there's some
another
office
little,
out there that needs to be redone.
Another bragging point. Uh-huh.
Hey, so, we like that. Okay. It just means that you have... Yeah. You know, it
you,
just means
you have the ability.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not my first rodeo.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
that's
so
all right.
I did a room for a client in Georgia. Her Paula May. She was a realtor there in town, and I did her home. And her husband came home and said, "Have her do the rest of the house." So I did the rest of the house, and he was one of the managers at Pratt & Whitney. So Pratt & Whitney in Midland, Georgia, they design, manufacture, and service engine parts.
Oh.
So I ended up, he hired me to come out to Pratt & Whitney, and I got the plant ready for, I think his name was Steve Finger. He was coming to the plant too, and they wanted it to look amazing. So I was, little me from Yuma, you know, sitting at this boardroom with all these engineers wanting for me to give them dimensions and scales, and we were creating pieces to showcase engine parts.
What an amazing opportunity.
It was phenomenal. You walked into it and I showcased some pictures and it was just amazing. There was like, I want to say there was like a Israel hallway and there was a hallway to Venezuela and then there was the American side. It was just, yeah, I just couldn't believe I did that work. It was
you did
just
it.
Amazing. I know.
You did it.
There's definitely no highs or lows on this job.
It was just, yeah, it was, but you know what? The bottom line is I was going through that plant with baskets, grabbing stuff and cups and, but playing with engine parts, doing vignettes with engine parts.
Oh, that's cool. Crazy. That's very insane. Cool though.
That is fun. I mean, to be honest, you're very creative. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, you need to be.
Yeah, you'll be like, oh, I'm going to go outside into your garden and go grab that pot, and I'm going to bring it inside, and we're going to make it look really good.
We're going to turn it into a table.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, no, that's true. So you're on Facebook, you're on Instagram. I guess the last thing is, what do you love about being in Prescott?
You know, gosh, this is so lame-o. It really is, but I really love looking at Thumb Butte.
Oh.
And I'll share a crazy little story with you that my daughter's going to kill me. So my daughter was born here, mm-hmm. and I used to be more of an active hiker than I am now. Mm-hmm. And I can remember hiking up Thumb Butte with my daughter in her little baby thing, getting to the top, nursing my baby, and it started snowing on us. And I just remember thinking, I'm so blessed. This is so amazing. And I don't know if that's why I love anywhere you drive in Prescott, you can always see Thumb Butte.
You can always see Thumb Butte.
Mm-hmm. And depending of the time of day, you know, the light, the casting of the shadows. Oh, I love that. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's the icons of all icons, I guess, for Prescott, mm-hmm. Arizona. Yeah. Everybody's like, oh, Thumb Butte.
Yeah.
Well, love I have it. To say we went hiking in Embry Riddle today. Well, today wasn't really much of a hike. It was more of a walk. But it was snowing. There was no cloud above us.
Isn't that insane?
And the sun was rising. It was the most beautiful scene because it was just these
like,
flurries.
Oh.
And it was snowing, you know, pretty decent. Like, yeah. You knew it was snowing. And it was just this feeling. And the moon was, we talked about this earlier, the moon this morning was amazing. And here we had these flurries of snow. And then on the east side, the sun was rising. And I'm like,
Shambhala.
God is good.
Peaceful surroundings.
Right? Oh, Shambhala. Yeah. And here we are trucking.
Shambhala. You know.
Shambhala.
That's a new word.
Anything else you want to add,
it's
ma'am?
It's a song, Shambhala.
He's like,
you don't know that song? You know?
Nope.
Okay.
I might know it, but you're probably going to have to sing the whole thing for me.
I think I charge double for that.
What else you want to add, ma'am?
I can't think of anything. Thank you so much for
inviting
me.
We are so happy that you have come on the show, and we will figure out how to do a giveaway.
Sounds great.
I think it's great. Mm-hmm. So tell us again, Facebook page, Instagram page.
DeCornaDay.net.
Okay.
And yeah.
And for every budget people, really, if you
Absolutely.
Even just need some help or ideas, you know, give her a call and have her come out and do a visit, and then you know, go from there.
I'll take it from there.
Yeah, she'll take it from there.
That's the best.
She'll take the headache out of decor. Well, because sometimes people just, they don't have that. Yeah, it's very overwhelming, especially if they have a lot of stuff.
I took a call yesterday, booked an appointment from nice lady from California, mm-hmm. just moved here,
uh-oh.
And she's placed her furniture. She just needs some merchandising, so I'm going to go over and just finish the vignettes on top of the kitchen soffits up on top.
Oh, nice.
And the vaulted ceiling area, so we're just going to hang some pictures and play around with that. And
seeing that's fun.
Get her cozy. Yeah.
Because so then she'll be happy, and it's her home now. Mm-hmm. So good.
Make it home.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Anything else?
Remember the one with Roy last episode?
Uh-huh.
Say we could bring the ocean to you.
Oh, ooh. Have you met Roy?
My husband would love that. He has a thing for fish tanks.
Have you met Roy?
I have not.
You need to go meet Roy up at Neptune's
Roy.
Paradise. I think he's probably brilliant in the aqua life world.
And,
yeah.
And I gave him the tagline, we'll bring the ocean to you.
Nice.
Yeah. And you need to see him in the mall too, because you know there are people that really do. They
want to
love
incorporate that. Yeah,
they want to incorporate that, and he knows his business.
Mm-hmm,
I
mm-hmm.
think
I can remember bringing a salt. One of my clients, he wanted a saltwater tank in his office. He did home designs, and that was so unique. Shopping for fish.
Yeah,
it was just crazy.
Yeah,
yeah.
See him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because cool. I think there's a lot of people don't even think about fish tank, and it's just so alive. And we were at the doctor's office with Harlan on Friday, and they have this big beautiful fish tank, and I'm like, it's just so amazing to see that captured.
Living art.
Yeah, it's very much living art. Mm-hmm. So cool. Yeah, well, thank you very much.
Connect all the people that have been here on business with other businesses.
Exactly.
So you got to get out here. There's actually a few people that want to be on this show.
Oh, good to know.
Mm-hmm.
We're booked up through mid-March, so.
Yeah, so you guys better hurry up and book this as soon as possible.
Reach out to Lynette Hoyt.
Yep.
On Facebook.
Yeah, I gave you a couple of names, so.
Cool. Anything else? We're good?
Decor in a day, transforming your room in a day.
Perfect. Thank you, everybody.
DTV out of there. All right, guys. I appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to upload this podcast this mm-hmm. coming Saturday or Sunday, and then also don't forget to get on the e-newsletter, and you can go to prescottenews.com mm-hmm. and she, Lynette, the editor, and editor in chief of Prescott E-News, is sending out the newsletters every Friday, so you'll be able to go ahead and get a cap of what happened this week. And also, you know, follow this page, because we introduce ourselves to a lot of people. We also have like 5 or 6 podcasts. So anyways.
Yeah, it's a happening page. And she's going to give away something. So be sure to watch this, and we will put the details of what she's giving away. But you're going to have to go to Charlotte's page, Decor in a Day, go to Plexus, and then we will give something away for Charlotte.
We'll make something happen.
We'll make something happen. It'll be awesome. So thanks a lot, everybody.
Thank you.